Folks, today I want us to look at promised land living. Promised land living. Now, the Hebrew nation was promised by God that He, God, would see to it that they were led to a promised land. I want us to understand something about the promised land. The promised land is in you. Now you listen to me. The promised land is in the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is in you. If you are a Christian, you are living in the promised land. The land has no authority over you. But God says, I want you to understand this. Because see, until you and I, as Christians, take our Christian walk responsibility with God seriously, then those around us will not be able to see the glimpse of excitement that should be in the life of every Christian. People are always looking for the good deal. The good deal. You know, I'm looking for a bargain. I got news for you. I know Jesus. And let me tell you, I think I got an excellent deal. Jesus said, whosoever calls on my name will be saved. I'm a whosoever. I called on his name, I'm saved. He promised me that he would take the punishment for my sins. And he did. He promised me that he would even go as far as dying for me so I would never have to see death. Christian, you will never see death. You are going to be out of that physical frame that you're walking around planet Earth in before that frame hits the floor. Amen. He promised. That's promised land walking. Jesus is the promised land. All the promises God ever made were made in the name of His Son. God says, listen to me. I'm coming down to be with you. God incarnate in human form, walking on planet Earth, feeling what you feel, seeing, getting involved with all manner of evil and hurt, seeing what we needed. Not a God that doesn't feel your pain, but a God that not only feels your pain, but conquered it. A God that came in love, and you are the recipient of that love. If you are a whosoever, then God will. But God says, I want to promise you. In this promised land, you need to understand I will never leave you, nor will I ever forsake you. I'll always be there with you. Always means all time, at any situation. Doesn't matter the enemies of life that are coming against you when you're standing there knowing God's for you. I mean, that's why people don't like Christians. They say we're cocky, that we act like we know the way. Well, I'm not acting. I know the way. Oh, yeah. And His name is Jesus Christ. And there is no other name under heaven by which a man can be saved other than the name of Jesus. I know Him. That's promised land living. Well, do you know if you keep preaching like that or talking like that, preacher, people are going to want to shut you up. Folks, I got news for you. People have tried to shut me up ever since God called me to preach. And I can promise you this. Though this body give way, though they may kill the body, You folks who know Jesus, just listen real close. You'll hear me shouting all the way up. You're not going to shut me up. Because that's the spirit within you as a Christian. You cannot shut off love. Children, and listen, parents, adults, grandparents, listen to me. Children do everything they can to get us mad at them. I think they go out of their way sometime. How can I really get Papa upset today? You know, they go out of their way. That's the nature of that age. You know what our nature is? We're going to love them. We're going to love. Now, we may have to calm them down a little bit. No, I wasn't saying beat your kids. Gosh, I can hear that one. But grabbing a handful of hair is not going to hurt you. No, love. Love. I had much rather somebody grab my hair when I had it. I'd much rather them grab it than to give me the look. You know, whether a mother's got, the mom has the look that can clean a house out. That's just fact. That's a gift from God. Please give me a whipping, but don't look at me like that. I'm afraid to go to sleep. God says, I'm going to make you a promise. I am going to bring my Father's promised land to you. You're not going to have to walk to find it as the Israelites did. I've come for you to have peace. Promised land living is the promise of the kingdom of God. It's the promise of the kingdom of God. Don't be looking for the kingdom of God, for the kingdom of God, Christian, is already within you. You already have the kingdom of God. You have the promise of Almighty God indwelling you right now. That way you know that you are protected. This physical shell has to go back to the dust. It's set that way by God because it's broken. And God doesn't want you to have anything broken. He wants you to have the peace that you've looked for and thought about. Peace is not somewhere where you go looking. It's not in an image of anything. Peace is in the person of Jesus Christ. And Jesus says, whosoever will, let him come. It's the promise. Listen to it. Romans 10:13. For whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now, try to pick that one apart. Shall be saved. This is God speaking. Whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Acts 2:39. The promise is for you and your children and for all who are far off. That's us. They're pointing to us. For all whom the Lord our God will call. Well, you know, I went looking for the Lord. Well, I know this. When you say and you see yourself going looking for the Lord, He already found you. That's why you're looking. People who are not under conviction by the Holy Spirit are not looking. They ain't looking. Period. So when you come under conviction, that's God touching your heart and saying, follow me. Now, that's God's call. God's call on you as an individual. You hear us pastors, preachers talking all the time about God called us. He called me to preach. Yes, He did. But He called every other Christian to teach and preach the same way. And I'm not talking about the same way as in the way He has set me up to deliver a message. But in the same way with the same message. You will say Jesus loves you. I will say Jesus loves you in a form that God has given me the ability to say it in, or a calling to say. You know what the scripture calls that? God chose the foolishness of preaching. I hear the lost world saying that all the time. Go listen to those foolish preachers. I don't want you listening to this foolish preacher. I want you to listen to the words coming out of this foolish preacher's mouth. For it is of God. It is God's word, God's love, God's hope, God's promised land for you. He wants you to live in it. Galatians 3:29. If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed, Father Abraham, and you are heirs according to the promise. God says that Abraham believed him. And because Abraham believed, God said, I counted Abraham righteous because he believed. Always from the beginning of the Hebrew nation, from the beginning of time, God pointed his holy finger at the time to come, the time that we are living in today, the church age. He pointed, the day is coming, my son is coming. And that promised land is going to be secure in the heart of every believer. I'm coming to live with you. Did not Jesus tell us he would never leave us nor forsake us? Did not Jesus say that this is what I'm going to do? The promise. God sends Moses. Moses, go get the children of Abraham out of bondage. They're in Egypt. And I want you to take them to a land known as Canaan. And I want you to take them there. And the Hebrew nation said, it's the promised land, the land flowing with milk and honey. But what they didn't get, the promise wasn't in the land. The promise was in the Savior that pulled them out of slavery, out of bondage. Canaan was a wonderful land. Yes, it was. Surely was. Canaan was wonderful. But it didn't stay that way. No. No, that land, the land of Canaan, got so poor, vegetation wouldn't grow. A great famine came upon the land. God's people were hungry, finding themselves in want. But Canaan was the promised land. No! The promised land was in the promise. God had promised a Savior. And so God enters the heart of Moses. Moses go get them out. Moses goes to Egypt because he's taking them to Canaan. Remember all the problems, though, in Egypt? Pharaoh would not let them go. And here's what God told them. Said, I want to make sure that you understand. When I said, let my people go, you let them go. They had already in Canaan. Joshua took them over there. Moses comes in. And Moses comes in at a time when they had traveled from the land of Canaan to the land of Goshen. You see that land? The fertile Nile Delta. That's the land of Goshen. God had settled them there. Why? Because famine struck. The promise wasn't in the land. It was in the heart of the people. So he moved them 648 miles from Canaan to the land of Goshen. And there. And then Moses goes to get them out. Or Moses is getting ready to go to get them out of bondage, because that's where his people are living. Beautiful land, Goshen. And the plagues come. But I want you to remember something on those plagues. Those plagues again could never penetrate the invisible shield at the land of Goshen. All the swarms of plagues of flies, it's just like hitting a glass wall when they got to the land of Goshen. Do you know what God said? God said, listen to me, it's in Exodus 8:22, and I don't have that for you. But God says the plagues could not penetrate because I, the Lord, am in the land. Do you listen? I, the Lord, am in the land. I, the Lord, am in the promise. I, the Lord, happen to be the promise who lives in you. You're a walking landmass with the power of Almighty God. And God has blessed your life with that protection. The promised land is not a physical place. The promised land is your spiritual condition any place. You got me? I can be right in the middle of any activity, any problems, any turmoil. The promise is still within me. It's not in the land. It's not in the protection of the people around me. It's in the Christ who indwells me. For the promised land happens to be a spiritual condition. And all Scripture points to our age. Why would we fuss about anything? For we have it all. We have peace if we seek it. We have happiness if we will look for it. Why is it we always look for the bad in everything? Why can't you just take the good? You know, that banana, first part of that banana was just delicious. But what do we talk about? But that bottom half was rotten clear through, and I can't believe I got that part of the banana too. That's called life. But I live in a promised land, and a promised land lives in me. For that promised land is in the kingdom of God. And God says to me and you, don't you know, don't you understand that the kingdom of God has already come? And he lives in you. You are the recipient of the kingdom of Almighty God. Luke 17:21. Nor will people say, here it is, or there it is. Everybody looking to go off and find themselves in the promised land. Because the kingdom of God is within you. You don't have to look for it any further than you. His name is Jesus Christ. He is the kingdom. How should we pray, Lord? Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. What was he talking about? He was talking about his kingdom has come. Thy kingdom come. Jesus never prayed a prayer that God didn't answer. He said, my kingdom is already among you. But only the Christian can see that. Only the Christian can see. That's why the Christian doesn't have to keep looking. But many do. Because they haven't witnessed in their own life that truth of the kingdom of God is within you. The promised land lives in me. Larry, you're going to heaven, and God says, count it as you're already here. I'm a Christian. Count it as you're already here, he says. Meaning, I'm guaranteed. As a Christian, you're guaranteed eternal life. Nobody can take that away from you. Nobody's going to rob the bank of heaven. Not going to happen. There are not any computers that are going to be hacked in heaven. Not going to happen. There is the promise of God, and he's in you. He set up his kingdom in you. That ought to make you pretty proud, folks. It ought to make you realize how protected you are. So what are you sweating, leaving Earth? What do you do when you die? You close your eyes and your body gives it up, but I'm a Christian, I can't die, I'm out of here. I'll never see death. I realize not everybody will see it that way, but it doesn't change the fact that that's the way it is. Because of our human condition, we have reflexes that fight death. It's normal for that fear to come on your face. You're fighting it. Why? Because you were never created to die. And God instilled in His children His kingdom. He did it from the cross to ensure you that you'd never have to. But your body is broken. It's human. And it fights anything that would try to destroy it. So you're going to fight death. But there's some point during this conflict that you'll hear Jesus say, "It is finished." He said it on the cross. "It is finished." And how many faces have witnessed that peace come upon them? A peace that surpasses all understanding. They weren't going to the promised land. The promised land was already in them and carrying them up to be with the Savior of the promise. The promise is Jesus. And Jesus is in the kingdom. And Jesus' kingdom has already come. Don't go looking for it. Already here, John 3:3. In reply, Jesus declared, "I tell you the truth, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again, or born anew, born from above, born of Christ." I don't care how you say it. When you say, "Yes, I believe," His kingdom is already in you. But what do you do with it? People that seek power, and they say they seek it for one reason, one purpose, then they get it, and they use it for another. Well, I promise you this, that kingdom power that is in you is there for good and good only. It's not selfish, full of love. God died on that cross for us as a human being because of love, because of concern, because He always wanted to be with us no matter what we go through. His Father in heaven was always with Him, always, every step. Jesus says, "I have not spoken one word my Father didn't give me to speak." Jesus said that. He knew the power. Jesus always put His Father first. Remember? It's always about the Father. And Jesus said, "I come to get you, to introduce you to my Father. My daddy knows your name. And you are loved. And my kingdom surrounds you." You are surrounded with the arms of Christ, the kingdom of God. There's no power. There's nothing that can separate us from such great love, such great peace, such great joy. Now, I often wonder why. Why does the human condition cause us to fight against love? Why? All Jesus ever wanted to do was love us, heal the sick, raise the dead, make sure everybody's well taken care of, and give you hope. That's why it's so dangerous to turn your back on the blood that was shed for you. His kingdom is here. Pay attention to it closely. For in that kingdom you will find that peace you're looking for. This world offers you nothing. This world's falling apart. This earth is collapsing. But God said it was going to. God said, yes, the earth is dying. It's been dying since sin came within it. It is dying, but you're not. This body is made of earth. Therefore, it must die with the dust from whence it came. And it shall die. But that's not going to happen until Jesus has reigned on planet earth, this earth, for 1,000 years. So don't be sweating all this garbage you're listening to. Because I read the book. It will happen. But it won't happen until Jesus has reigned 1,000 years on the throne of David here on this planet earth. But I got the kingdom within me. So do you. His kingdom has come. His will be done in heaven and on earth. And it don't get better than that. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for the blessings and the joy of salvation, for your truth, for your promised land, Lord. Direct each of us now as we understand you will bless the land when your people are in it. For when you are in the land, nothing, no evil will ever overthrow it. But Father, we're living in a nation, our own nation today, is trying to strike out your name. Father, give those of us you've called the wisdom to stand strong and to proclaim loudly, we are a nation of God. To never, Father, be embarrassed with your name, but to always hold your name above all names. For it is through your Son that you've promised us this. Father, I pray for our nation and for those who are trying to lead our nation away from your word. Have mercy on them, Father, for I know your hand of wrath is preparing to destroy. I pray, Father, for your mercy, but also pray, Father, for your deliverance, asking that your will be done as your kingdom has come. And I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.